to me, enough is enough. They just wanna hurt us. Bring us down. Bring us down. Enough is enough. We won't let them hurt us. Bring us down. Bring us down. Enough is enough.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Indie Wrestling Corner with another episode of Under the Ropes. I'm your host, as always, the queen of the indies, Tiffany. Today, we're getting fancy with the thumbs up, you know, like fingers up. I have my good friend, Ryan Clancy. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you, Tiffany?
I'm good. I'm excited. I was telling Ryan that this has been a podcast that a lot of people have been asking for, so I got you guys covered. If you guys got questions, feel free to drop it into the chat. I'm sure he'll be more than happy to answer all of your questions. So, all right. So actually, I'm going to start off with a fan question because it's just a good way to start off the podcast. So shout out to Veronica. She had a couple of questions, so we'll start off with this one. She said, what inspired you to become a wrestler?
Oh, okay. That's a perfect question to start off the podcast, I think. Thank you, Veronica. To tell you the truth, wrestling has just always been a part of my life. In fact, the first time I remember being alive, I was in the den of my childhood home watching an episode of SmackDown on a small little, like one of those small travel antenna TVs that we had in the den. So being a wrestler is something that has been instilled with me since birth, I always say. And I think life always has a funny way of giving you clues as you go along and as you grow to what you're supposed to be doing and what's calling to you. And you have to have the courage in order to follow those things. So for me, it's been since I can even remember, that was the first thing. I have a twin brother, actually. Not many people know that. Actually, at my desk here, on the side, we were maybe like 3 or 4 years old. I don't know if you can see it. Aww. Is a picture of me and him with the WWF title. So this is definitely something that has always been a part of my life. My father watched it. My grandfather watched wrestling. So it's been calling me since I can remember.
That's amazing. I did not know you had a twin brother. Is he fancy too?
I don't know how to answer that one. I think we're all special in our own ways.
Definitely. I love that. Does he come and watch you wrestle?
I don't believe he's ever been once, actually.
Really?
I wrestled on AEW a few years ago, and he might have come to that one, but I'm not entirely sure if he has, to be honest. He doesn't come frequently. If he does, like, in a long time, if he has.
We gotta get him to, like, some of the shows that you're doing. Then you could, like, play, paternal. Like, games on people.
Nah, we're fraternal, so nobody will even know. They don't even know.
Awesome. Let's see Veronica in the chat. She says hi. Let's see. So her next question said, why did you choose the wrestle old school?
So I think it goes back to what I just mentioned about my father and my grandfather watching it. You know, I grew up watching, I have an older brother also, so I grew up watching a lot of early 90s WWF and WWE, and I would watch a lot of, like, Bret Hart, Owen Hart. Those are the kind of guys that inspired me to really go after this. I grew up watching,
my dad would always
have an older, I have an older brother, San Martino, and going to the Garden with his grandfather every month to see Bruno wrestle. So, in a way, I think that's really what inspired me to kind of take inspiration from that. And also too, it's just it kind of is just a piece of me and who I actually am as a person that I kind of just it just kind of flowed. And certain things in life do happen that way, where it just kind of occurs and you don't really have an explanation for it. And but if I were to give I guess credit to where credit's due, I would say it started with my dad and his love for Bruno, because this man would not stop talking about him until he was a little kid.
I love that. Zach's in the chat. He goes Tiffy and Fancy. I had to, like, you know, put it completely out there. I love that. Let's see. Veronica's last question is, what is your dream match?
See, that's a really tough one. Obviously, there's a number of incredible wrestlers across time and even currently now. So when people ask me that question, I actually usually respond with, and it's funny because I just had this conversation a few weeks ago at C4 with Kevin Blackwood, and it was about the first time we met and introduced ourselves to each other. We were all kind of having this conversation in the locker room, and you know, people were saying Bryan Danielson, who's fantastic and is definitely a dream opponent of mine, you know, but very common names that a lot of people will list off. And my response was Nick Bockwinkel, because I just very much would enjoy watching a lot of the AWA stuff and how the matches would play out and how the people would just get so involved and so into the matches. It left a very good impression on me as a young man.
I love that. I definitely love that. Definitely different styles, right, that we hear, like, you know, with every wrestler that comes onto this podcast. Zach says, yes, the old school styles makes you, in other words, not Marcus Matters. So he started telling me a story last night how his girlfriend refers to you as not Marcus Matters.
Okay.
She can never remember your name, but it was the most funniest thing. How he was, I just bust out laughing. I was like, okay, however this works or whatever. So I guess, like, maybe the size, I don't know, maybe because, like, you know, he's blonde, you're not. It was just funny. So
yeah, out of all the people I've been compared to, I don't think Marcus Matters has ever been one of them. So that's I'll take it as a compliment, though. I think Marcus is fantastic. So
Zach said he's literally the opposite style Marcus. So that's what he was referring to you last night.
I'll take it.
So we got jokes here. All right. Let's see. Let's do this. Obviously, you know, like, I've been following you for a while, but anybody that's, like, listening to this podcast, never seen you wrestle before, what is the match that you would recommend for them to watch to become an instant fan of yours?
Sure. I have two that come straight off, straight at it. Like, I'm just going to speak freely and just go with these two. The first one I can think of is versus Zack Sabre Jr. at Perfection or Vanity from Beyond Wrestling last February. It was a very big deal for me at the time and got a lot of different eyes on me and a lot of different opportunities that sprung up from that one match. So testing myself against one of the best technical wrestlers in the world obviously elevates me and puts me in that echelon as well. So I would definitely suggest that one. And a match that means a lot to me is more recent one against TJ Crawford in the end of the Jumbo Grand Prix on Wrestling Open, just because it was definitely a very difficult year for me the year before in wrestling with TJ and with my personal life. And it felt like a huge weight lifted off of my shoulder when I was able to accomplish that and win the tournament, be the first man to do so. So I would suggest those two matches for starters.
Definitely. It's funny because these were questions that I were going to talk to you about during this interview. Like, I think it's really awesome that, you know, shout out to Drew, you know, Beyond Wrestling. Again, you know, 15 years this Thursday. Make sure you guys are checking out on IWTV. But how awesome is that you got to actually have this, like, dream match with Zack Sabre Jr.? Like, did you actually think that this is something that would have been possible and for Drew to make this happen?
So when it comes to things like that in life, right, a philosophy that I follow that I speak a lot on when it comes to different people or different like school events or charity events that I'll wind up doing throughout the week is you can't be so focused on certain achievements. Mm-hmm. You have to shift your focus on yourself and becoming the type of person that that stuff happens to. So for me, when I was given that opportunity, which I'm incredibly grateful for Drew and Paul and Beyond Wrestling and Wrestling Open and everything that's come with it, but it's normal for me because I know how hard I work on myself, and I know the things that I do in order to better myself and become a more loving, caring, better person and better wrestler and better man every single day, that I know that these opportunities will come, and it's just about being patient and waiting for them. So when that match was presented to me, definitely took me by surprise, though, because I was not told. After a Wrestling Open, it was one of my busier days. I remember, I think I did commentary on a match. I had I spoke to the crowd, and I did the spotlight match. That's all in that week, that same episode. So it was a very busy, busy Thursday for me. And then Drew had texted me, hey, after the show, come out, and you're going to pick the raffle for the giveaway at the end after we go off the air. And in the ring, surprised me and said, this is who you're wrestling at Perfection or Vanity. So he definitely, we like to have fun with these things too, but everything does happen for a reason, and it's all based on how willing you are to work on yourself. So I think these opportunities are going to continue to come to me, and it's just a matter of time, and it's a matter of being patient.
Love that for you. I think that's amazing. So, and that was a great match. So definitely, if you haven't watched it, go back and definitely watch this match. Let me grab the chat that's going on here. Let's see. Zach wants to know, has Fancy wrestled John Gresham?
Actually, funny story about that. I was supposed to wrestle Jonathan Gresham at American Rana last year. The graphic was released and everything, and I believe he had gotten injured about a week before that American Rana was supposed to take place. So I have not wrestled Gresham yet, but he's someone that I think is amazing and does a great job reinventing himself, as I've seen lately. So he's definitely someone I respect and would love to get in the ring with.
Well, we're putting it out there, you know, putting it into the universe that it happens, because that is a money match, definitely. Veronica says, we need to see Ryan versus McCray Martin someday. Ooh, I'm here for that.
I would love that, because actually we were both just up at C4, my friends in Canada, a few Fridays ago. We were both involved in the number one contenders gauntlet match for their C4 championship. The winner got the number one contenders, and we just flowed very well together, and definitely could... I could see it being a very difficult match for us each to have. So very different styles, but McCray is someone I respect and I think works very hard. So I would absolutely love that opportunity as well.
Just beware of the chops.
I mean, that's with a lot of people. I got some pretty heavy hands too, so I know how to throw it back.
He is definitely one of the hardest hitting ones in the indies right now. Like, oof. Some of you guys... I feel it. I feel like I got hit with some of you guys. You guys are serious. All right. So let's talk this. Let's talk NFW Championship. So you were the champion. And Now we just had a couple of weeks ago, you wrestled Alec Price. You know, and now you lost the belt. So what's going to happen now in, like, the future? Because it was crazy.
Yeah, I mean, obviously... The White Eagle is a place that Alec and myself both decide to call home for the most part. We, along with a lot of other people, wrestle there very frequently and have a special connection with a lot of the fans in the crowd and different people in the community that we've built up there with Wrestling Open. So I think for me, it was just a matter of it not really being my night. And I think I just need to regroup and figure out how to get myself back in the position to be the number one contender and be able to reclaim that championship belt back. And I think that's something that's going to happen just because Alec is amazing. And, you know, him and I did not always get along. And I think as of late, there's definitely, at least for me, there's a respect that he's earned of mine just for how hard he works and how unique he really is. So I definitely respect the man, but I would 100% love my belt back.
Definitely. So I was there when, you know, you won the belt, and then it's like, okay, like now this was quick, because it's like you won the belt, the next show you lose the belt, and it's like, all right, now I'm coming back for that belt. So hope to see that happen soon. But all right, let's talk another promotion. Let's talk Action, because it feels like this is the place that everybody wants to be, right? So I like Matt Griffin, shout out to you. He's been on this podcast before. We love him. You got to be part of the showcase. So yes. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Oh, that was an incredible experience. Last July, we actually drove down there. It was me and Ichiban and Gina, referee Gina Monty. So we had a very long, arduous journey down to Tennessee in the middle of summer. I believe the way the logistics worked, we got there on the Thursday before TWE, and we got there maybe like 2 hours before call time, so with no sleep and everything like that. Of course, you know, my first inclination was I have to go to the gym before I go to the show, so I went straight from the car to the gym, straight from the gym right to the event, wrestled Adam Priest that night, and then had the Future Showcase that weekend, which lately I found myself involved in just lots of different tournaments for some reason. I've done the Super 8. I was at 16 Karat Weekend with WXW. I was in the Future Showcase last year and down at SCI. So being down there, it was definitely a different experience and allowed a lot of different people from a different part of America to view me and what I present. So it was an incredibly inspiring weekend for me there, and I really, really hope to be back soon because I love Matt and he's treated me so well, and I have a few fans down there that are clamoring for me back there as well. So I think I've improved over the last year as well, so I would like to go back down and show what I can do since the last time they saw me.
It's really cool to see, like, a lot of people, like, I mean, everybody knows, like, I'm also from New York, you know, so whether I'm going to Jersey, whether I'm going to Connecticut, whether I'm going to Massachusetts or whatever, but it's really nice to start seeing, like, you know, like, this base, like, going down south and interacting with different, you know, wrestlers that are down south, because there's a lot of gems, right? And a lot of people was like, oh, you know, like, they get kind of, like, left behind. There's so many gems down south. I mean, all over. It doesn't really matter. But it's like, you know, Adam Priest. I've been dying for you and Adam Priest to wrestle up here. So I'm putting that into the universe.
I love Adam. I think he's incredible at what he does. And I think he's seriously one of the best wrestlers on the independents right now. And also just another person I respect just because I respect people that are themselves and aren't afraid to be themselves.
Yeah.
So, and that's with life. That's with anything. You can tell when someone is being genuine. And Adam Priest is a very genuine person, and he knows he's great, and doesn't matter to him if you like him or not. He's going to tell you how great he is either way. So I, in a way, I respect that.
Definitely. It was cool because it's like I got to like see you guys at the Remarkable show here in December. You know, so I was bothering Kodo for like the longest to book Adam up here, and it worked out great because like you were on the card also, so it was kind of cool. I wish we had a bigger crowd though.
Yeah, you know, I think it had something to do with
another,
you know,
promotion running
in the area and stuff like that, but you know, everything does take time. So Remarkable's only a few years old as a promotion, so I think with the crop of talent that they have there, as you know, Desmond Cole, Big Bufa, one of my best friends in wrestling. Percy Ryan, even, whether you like him or not, he's definitely a very interesting character. And above the rest, and all those guys that they have there, they have an incredible roster and an incredible amount of people that started there. So I think it just goes back to build it, and they will come.
Absolutely.
So I think as long as they stay consistent, more and more people will come. Kono's doing a wonderful job there.
Yeah. Shout out to Kono. So it's great. Like all these people, I got to give love for where all it's due. Another thing I want to talk about. So was it last year or was it the year before? Blitzkrieg versus Limitless. We had this whole 2-day event going on, which was great, right? And I kind of want to talk about also the fact that the second day earlier in the day, they were kind of like, oh, if you have like a ticket, you can come like a little bit earlier. I think it was like $10 or something like that. You can get in, you can watch like people, you know, I guess like getting scouted, right? Scouted for like other promotions out there. Grind was, you know, Rip Bison was one of the people that was scouting out of, you know, all wrestlers that maybe he's never seen. You were one. And, you know, and then I remember like the photo with you, you know, for wearing the Grind shirt, which actually led to you going over to Grind. And I was there for that one, too, where I'm kind of like all over the place because I feel like it's kind of like fitting with it. And you got to work Mike Skyros, which was amazing. So talk the step of, you know, Limitless versus the Blitzkrieg for you and then kind of countering into pro wrestling Grind.
Yeah, so going into that, I remember being contacted by Blitzkrieg about the earlier show and them doing sort of like a scouting deal and just basically like a card of men and women who hadn't been on Blitzkrieg's events prior to that. And I hadn't been on any Blitzkrieg events prior to that. And I wrestled Lucas Chase at the end of that card. And I believe Rip and Perry Von Vicious were in attendance because they were on the card later in the night. And I had met them in passing before at Wrestling Open. But never like intense conversation or anything like that. So they watched the whole scouting thing. And, you know, Randy from Limitless was there as well. And I got some great feedback on what they thought of me as a person and as a performer and wrestler. And, you know, it just so happened to work out that that Grind was running, I believe, a month after that, and they had a spot on the card for me. And I wound up wrestling Young Jay Lee the first time I was there in a match that I still love, actually. I think that match is fantastic, and I think he's great. And then eventually wrestling Mike Skyros, who's their champion now. So definitely when they come back, as I saw they were doing soon, I would absolutely love to be back. Just because what they present is so different. And I think I think even though maybe some people would think that I don't fit in there right away, I think that's what makes what I do so special, is because I'm able to fit in there. And still be so different than what other people are presenting there. And I think it just helps us all grow together and work in tandem. So wrestling with Skyros and Young Jay Lee and working for Grimes, for Delmi and Rip and Perry, it's been a treat. And I absolutely love the presentation of it all. I think it's very different and very unique.
I love pro wrestling Grind. Like, if I could get up there all the time, like, I would. So I'm excited for when they come back. Hashtag make Mike sad, because, you know, that's just how it is with Mike Skyros. But honestly, good.
I mean, I think
I had to throw him off a little bit with hashtag make Mike sad. I mean,
yeah, I didn't expect that one. you know, I think some people are just sad. So I'm not sure if Mike is one of them that we need to make sad. I think he
is sad. That's just how it is. You know, it's a movement.
He seems to take it personal every time someone says it. So I think that means there must be some truth to it.
I love that. But that is definitely like one of my favorite matches of yours, was you and Mike. Like, I, you know, there is such a difference of being home, watching wrestling on TV, and physically being in the building, right? That is definitely one of my favorite matches of yours. You know, like, I just remember being in that moment, like, so glued into it. And I do think your style fits 100% in pro wrestling Grind. You know, like, I just love what they do. It's something completely different out of the box, and it's not like everything else. And I can see some of the same matches at other promotions and see it at Grind, and there's still something magical about it. So definitely wanted to share that too. Shout out to everybody who's in the chat. There's over like 40 people into the chat. Please feel free, share the stream. Let's get some more people in here. If you guys got questions, again, if you're watching on Periscope, come into YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, you know, if you have some questions, you know, I appreciate it. All right, let's do a fan tweet. This one's from Good Cop, Bad Cop. He said, would Fancy Ryan be an anagram of any fan cry? Have you ever made a fan cry? Or what's the closest you have come to making a fan cry?
That's an interesting question. I'm going to try to unpack that in parts. The fact that it's an anagram is 100% coincidental because that's my name. Definitely not done on purpose. And when it comes to making a fan cry, I don't think I've ever made anybody cry in regards to being sad. If anybody has cried, I think it's been in just watching matches and going on the emotional roller coaster and me coming out on top and on the other end victorious. Or I definitely get a lot of fans that are angry and ask me every week, like, oh, you know, for instance, the last few months, Brad Hollister, he cheated, he did this, he did that, and which is expected of someone like him, but definitely fans mad. I'm not too sure about crying. if anybody in the chat has cried watching me, I guess they can type that in there.
Well, it's funny because he said, can be crying with laughter if needed.
Oh, okay.
So shout out to Good Cop, Bad Cop. I love, he loves messing with everybody on this pod. Eric in the chat says, I want to hear about the bulk. I love the gym training clips.
Okay, yeah. So over the past few months, I decided that I needed to put on a little bit of size. That was just something I decided personally. And ever since I really started being in a caloric surplus, eating more calories than I'm burning, I've been getting an insane amount of compliments from different fans. Jay, that comes to Wrestling Open every week, he mentioned that he had a friend come that hadn't been there since in maybe like 8 or 9 months, and the first thing they said was, Ryan Clancy looks great. He put on so much size. He looks fantastic. So I think, though, that when it comes to the gym and stuff like that, it's important to just listen to your body. And you should be leaving the gym feeling better than you came in. You can lift heavy weights. You can lift light weights. You can do whatever it is that your heart desires and works best for you. But you have to listen to your body. And if you're not feeling well, then it's probably time to switch some things up. So when it comes to me personally and my bulk, I've put on probably maybe anywhere from 15 to 20 pounds in the last 6 or 7 months. I think it's suiting me well, but, you know, everything does come in phases, and I'm sure there'll be an instance in the near future where, you know, I have to shred down a little bit, as we all do, but you can't go about life of the gym or anything based upon what other people think and what other people feel. You have to do what you know is best for you. So if you're on your own personal journey in the gym and the results aren't there yet, just stay consistent with it. Have faith and belief that everything's going to work out, and eventually it'll come.
Great question. So thank you for that one, Eric. Let's move on to another one. Oh, I definitely want to talk about this because I feel like this is so important. I know, like, I've had conversations with this with Miracle Generation on this podcast, but like the support.
Shout out to Kylon and Dustin.
Yes, love those boys. So the support system is amazing for you. I've been in so many different promotions where I've even seen like your mom hanging out, which is great.
Yeah.
So even when you won the belt and seeing your entire family and friends like take over a complete section cheering you on, I love to see that. So talk to us about that, you know, that having that support of your friends, your family, you know, everybody there for you, you know, or even like traveling, like I know when you were in the tournament at Wrestling Open, I was sitting there like right by your mom too. Like even like this weekend, it's just cool like to see that. So shout out to your mom and like everybody like in family and friends that come and watch you.
Yeah, they're amazing. I think for me the most beautiful part about that is it wasn't always that way. They weren't always so keen on me wrestling in the beginning, and you know, maturing and growing up in life and realizing that at that time it was just love. They were worried for me because I was 18 years old and I was very smart and did very well in school, and I decided not to go to college, and I decided to drive my beat up Toyota Corolla to Calgary, 3,000 miles away from where I've lived my whole life, on my own. So it was definitely very shocking in a way for them, and they didn't really support it at first. But as time progressed, there was just a random like middle of nowhere independent wrestling show that I was on early on that they decided to come to, and they saw me, and they really saw me. And from that moment on, they have been nothing but incredibly supportive of everything I do, always asking me, where are you this weekend? Where are you doing this weekend? Where are you going this weekend? You know, this, that, and the other, and the third. And I'm incredibly grateful to have such a amazing relationship with my entire family. And when it comes to my friends, I think it's just important for people listening to understand that not everybody is going to support you, and not everybody is meant to stay in your life. And if they're not about you following your purpose and following your passions, then they're not truly your friends either. So everybody that you saw at NFW back in December and stuff like that, there's no forcing, you know? They come because they come, because they do support me. You can't force anything in life, and you have to just allow the people who want to show up for you, show up for you. Love is not what you say, it's action. And I'm very grateful and blessed that I have a lot of great people that take action to support me.
I love that. That's why it's just like so important that I just felt that, you know, I had to bring that up onto this podcast because I see it all the time for you, you know. And that's like what are like a main major question I asked on here. I was like, well, how do your family like feel about you wrestling? And I'm sure it's hard, you know. I'm a lot older than you, and like sometimes like I feel like for you guys like getting hurt and stuff like that, and like I feel all bent out of shape for you guys and stuff, you know. You put your bodies and everything on the line to entertain us, you know. So thank you, you know, for what you do for us, you know.
Thank you, because you know, without everybody else supporting me and a world to inspire, there's no reason to be doing this. And I think it's just important that people know, right, that's the reason why we all do this, is because we all live to inspire. We all have a story. We all have a reason behind why we feel this way and why we're doing these things. So there's absolutely no reason you need to be thanking me, because I'm just doing what I love. That's it.
I love that. I'm still gonna thank you guys, because it's like, you know, at the end of the day, like, you never know what everybody's like going through, right? Like, somebody could be having a bad day and like they pay like whatever, $10, $30 for a ticket or something like that, you know, and you just might make their day completely, you know, without even you realizing it. You know, so I'm gonna sit here and thank you anyway, because I feel like I'm part of that batch.
I think as a wrestler though too, it's important for all of us to have that perspective. If there's any wrestlers in the chat and stuff like that, to understand, right? Like, it doesn't matter necessarily what you're going through in the moment at a match, or if you're not fully invested in being there. Whatever you do in life, and this comes with relationships to parents, to friends, to loved ones, significant others, you got to be present. You have to be there, especially with a job like this where I could be all over the place from here and there all weekend, and the first thing I want to do when I get home is rest. But if an opportunity comes up where I have the instance to go speak at a public school in New York City in the Bronx, and I inspire a whole generation of kids, or I have some friends who miss me and only have this time slot available, I think it's important that wherever you are, you have to be there and you have to show up fully. So whatever that means for you, you have to stay present, because other things in your life will start deteriorating if you're not present and you're focused on the past or you're focused on the future. You got to let go, especially when you walk through the curtain and there's hundreds and thousands of people watching you, hoping that you can perhaps change their mood. So we all have a responsibility above all else to entertain each and every person that decides to spend their hard-earned money and watch us put our bodies on the line. So I think it's important for the wrestlers that are here listening in the chat or whoever may listen to this, that you can't take a single instance or day or match or anything for granted, because you never know who is watching.
Truth. Preach, pretty much. Hey, and everybody, did you know that Ryan is for the kids? Because I want to talk about this, because was it like 2 weeks ago that I was at Legacy is Timeless, which is a new promotion, like, you know, another part of Test the Strength. Shout out to Alex Rojas. If you're not familiar, I just did a couple weeks ago a podcast with him. We broke everything down. It will be eventually available on IWTV. We talked about this, but you were part of the tournament, and it was the most funniest thing, because Bobby Ocean's music hit, yeah. And everybody's like, where is he? Where is he? And then all of a sudden, it was like, all right, you know, he's late or whatever, right? So then they put on your music, and the little kid comes running out of the curtain. I think your face broke me, because you just came out like laughing, like.
It's wonderful, right? And I think it's just the energy thing, though, right? Like,
yeah.
Kids, adults, people of all ages, men, women, whoever, they feel a certain energy about a person and a certain connectivity to them, and kids especially are very good at picking up BS. So when it comes to him running out of the curtain and running towards me, and even the whole day, that little kid was asking me questions, and they had a football, and I'm taking the time to play football with them before the match, and all that kind of stuff. It goes a long way, and it goes back to what we just talked about, that you can't take these things for granted, because we are showing all the kids and adults even that watch that you can be whatever you want, and it's a choice. It's up to you, and there's going to be challenges and tribulations and trials that come along the way, but let anybody take your faith and hope away from you, because each and every one of us has a gift and has a reason of being here. So that little kid, right, he may one day want to become a wrestler just because of being at Legacy is Timeless, or he may not. But whatever it is, we want to make sure that we let everybody know and feel and understand the energy and the strength that comes with doing something like this, so that they can then take it and do whatever it is that calls to them. One of my favorite quotes that I look back on frequently is, be so incredibly yourself that you inspire others to do the same.
Wow. I'm a quote freak, so I'm here for it. Let's post it. Let's put it out there.
Don't quote me, because I'm not sure who said it.
We'll just put it in quotations. Good cop, bad cop's in the chat. What's going on? He said he's trying to catch up. He's a little late. He's heading back to the start. So eventually he'll write about his fan tweet that he sent in. So,
okay, yeah.
So shout out to good cop, bad cop. I know we have to talk about this, because again, like, I mean, beyond Wrestle Open, so special. You know, again, you talked about you and TJ. I was there for that moment when you won the tournament. That was amazing. Yeah. Steel Cage Warfare is so awesome, on New Year's, WrestleVille week, and you got to be part of it this past year. So you want to talk to us a little bit about, the energy of that building? I think it sold out, right? I think That was the one show that sold out for WrestleVille this year. Well, this past year.
I'm gonna pat myself on the back a little bit. I believe that, if I'm not mistaken, that event is the largest crowd to ever come into the White Eagle in history in all the years that events have been running there. So I'm jokingly saying pat myself on the back because it's not because of me. It's because of a lot of different and a lot of it special individuals that took the time to put their all into this thing that we all believe in and we all drive hours to or whatever we do every week, no matter what's going on, we're there on Thursdays building this thing that we all believe in. Steel Cage Warfare was incredibly emotional day for me. It's the end of the year, right, with a lot of different changes coming in life, and I had been going through some things in my personal life since TJ kicked me in the face. That kind of snowballed and rolled over into my personal life. I was going through a breakup at the time and a bunch of different things that kind of seemingly fell off from June, July, August, that time frame, all kind of rolled in and turned itself around by the end of the year. So being able to share the cage with men that I respect so much and can gladly call friends in Desmond and Kylon and Dustin, just it was such a special day for me just because it felt like a fresh start. It felt like a new beginning for me personally. And I think the way that this year has gone is proof that match from then on has done nothing but grow me and allow me to release a lot of past conflicts and mistakes that I've made and, you know, different things like that. Because, you know, a part of me at the time also realized that I wasn't necessarily the best friend to TJ at times too. And it was very hard for me because I kind of wanted to understand why for a long time he did that to me. And then it just kept happening, you know, almost every week where I was being taken advantage of behind my back. And it felt like, you know, that this person who I had thought was special and my friend, was just using me the whole time, and had changed for the worse, in order to grow himself into what he thought. And then to find people like Desmond and Kylon and Dustin throughout that journey to the end of the year, just it really shows you that above all else, anybody that is for you will always be for you. And at the drop of a hat, they'll be there to support you like my boys were.
This is an amazing match. Veronica says Ryan is absolute inspiration. And she said the four musketeers of independent wrestling, Ryan, Dustin, Kylon, and Desmond Cole. But that was cool, like, just be a cage match, you know? Like, a lot of people, you know, haven't had that chance, you know? And, like, I feel like Dustin and Kai have been, like, and Dez have been in so many cage matches because it's happened at Remarkable also. So it's just crazy. So just to get that, like, experience, because we don't often see steel cage matches in the indies. They're there, but we don't get it a lot.
I don't know if I would say I was excited for it just because of the inherent risk that's with something like that. And, you know, the steel fence and being able to be thrown into it at all times. But as soon as I found out that, you know, my music hit and that I was going to be in there for the first 5 minutes with TJ, my blood was boiling. I was ready to go, and I didn't care what cage or anything was set up. I was just happy you couldn't run anywhere.
Top fives in the building. What's up, Sammy Diaz? He says, fancy man, and he sends a little waving going on.
I think it's the top five.
Top five. It looks like the wave on the side, but it is top five, so, you know.
I think it's the five, you know.
We're just going to claim that as the top five, so if anybody ever uses the emoji, it's just, you know, it's for Sammy Diaz. Just so you know.
the other week he had told me I'm in his top five. So I don't know where I lie, but I'm glad I'm in the five.
Oh, do we know? Like, Sammy, are you going to, like, tell us, like, what number he is? Are you going to give us, like, a little tea today, maybe? All right. I have a fan tweet here from Dominic. He wants to know what your favorite book is.
Oh, that's an awesome question. If anybody knows me, I read like an absolute madman. I do not watch much television. I read during my workouts, actually. I read probably 1 to 3 books a week.
Wow.
On varying topics, whatever comes up. If someone suggests a book, I pick it up, I read it. My favorite book of all time? That was the question? I'm sorry.
A favorite book, yeah.
Okay, so there's two that I would suggest that people pick up that have at least, you know, changed my life. The one would be a book called Mastery by Robert Greene. Because especially wrestlers, it gives you a good understanding of different masters of their craft and how they all have very different yet very similar journeys in order to becoming a master and to the top of their industry. So that book definitely gave me a good perspective on how to become this great wrestler and how I've been able to accomplish that and master my craft. And the other one is more for a spiritual journey of mine throughout my life. And when I say spiritual, I don't mean, you know, it's whatever that person believes in. It doesn't have to be God or the universe, or it's whatever you believe in. And that's a book called The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. It's a book that I've bought for a lot of different wrestlers and handed out to them just because of how impactful it's been in my life. A lot of us at Wrestling Open read and talk about it now because I've been able to kind of cultivate that kind of environment in the locker room, which is amazing because then in turn I get to see people like Kylon start reading ferociously almost as much as I do, and then passing that on to other people. But in regards to the Four Agreements, it's just something that I try to live each and every day by, which is be impeccable with your word. If you say you're going to do something, if you say you're going to get out of bed at this time, if you say you're going to drink more water, you have a choice, just do it. And when you do that, then you start saying things like, okay, I'm going to show up for this person, and you do it because you don't lie to yourself. You don't take anything personally. Nothing that someone does is about you. It's about them. So if you're driving, as I'm sure you're well aware of driving in New York like I am, mm-hmm. a lot of people honk their horns, right?
Too much aggressive here.
Right? It's never about you.
Exactly.
You could be having a terrible day or haven't really learned to understand how the world works yet. And you just have to shrug it off and not respond, or not react back, rather. Don't make assumptions. So ask questions. Ask people questions. Don't just assume that someone is in a bad mood. Don't just assume that someone is a certain way. Ask. Don't be afraid to ask. And the last one is always do your best. And to me, that changes every single day. My best looks different every single day. But I know at the end of the day, when I go to sleep, that I tackled that day and did my absolute best, and I don't have any regrets because I went at everything fully with my full 100%, and in that moment, I did the absolute best that I could. Awesome. So the books that I would recommend to start would be Mastery by Robert Greene and The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz.
There you go. I'm sure he's going to pick up those books because he's another one that loves to read. And Sammy said in the chat, Sammy, Ichiban, Miracle Generation, Fancy, no water. That's terrible. 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 You copping out.
That's a good list, though. It's okay.
It's a great list. It's just.
I'm cool with that.
He's copping out, though.
I mean, he did say his own name first, though, right?
He did.
Yeah.
So. All right, let's do. Let's talk about my favorite question on this podcast. It's very dear to my heart. Wrestling with positivity. Is there anything that you could think of? You know, maybe a wrestler's done for you. Maybe something you've done for a wrestler. Maybe something a fan's done for you. Or maybe something that you know a fan's done for you, or you've done for a fan. Anything in particular comes to mind that we wouldn't know unless you know we're asking you this question.
In regards to. Gifting me something or
anything,
helping me out of this.
It could be anything, like a positive experience in wrestling, you know?
Okay. I guess when it comes with the other wrestlers, to me, it's just the environment that we've been able to cultivate wherever we go in regards to the men and women that come to Wrestling Open or are there regularly. I feel like just being able, all of us, to kind of go from relatively all of us being unknown when we started this thing to now all of us spreading out and being the top of the independents around the entire world, to me is the most positive and best thing that could happen, is that I'm able to grow and grow with my people. I think that's the best, most positive thing that I can take from anything I've been able to do in wrestling, is being able to watch the growth of every single man and woman that has started this thing with us in the beginning and has gone to all these wonderful places since then. I think it's just absolutely inspiring.
Man, just to like hear all this stuff coming from you just shows like the type of person that you are, you know. It's just amazing. I love that. Good Cop Bad Cop says, so annoying that Fancy Ryan contains the word fanny but cannot complete an anagram question, which would seem innocent to American listeners but shock your UK listeners. Hashtag different meaning.
I'm well aware of what the different meaning is to that word.
That's why he did it.
I don't think that's very good cop of him bringing that up.
I'm dead. All right, so I have one final question for you. If anybody has anything else, feel free, drop it in chat, then we'll go into what you got coming up. So we have fans that listen in, whether they're thinking about getting into wrestling or they're training now to get into wrestling. What's a piece of advice that you would give them?
So I give this piece of advice everywhere I go and see young aspiring wrestlers, or if a fan tells me they have interest in becoming one, and it's this, right? There are certain things that you cannot control. In turn, there are a lot of different things that you can control. How you look, how you show up, how you act, how you treat other people. Those are all things that are within your grasp. So if you are going to make a go at this, the most important thing that you can do as an aspiring wrestler is eat right, go to the gym, train hard, and be nice to people. That goes so much further than anything else, is just be a kind and loving person. And that's different for everybody. But figure out what works best for you so that you can become the best version of yourself to then show up fully for others around you. But you absolutely have to do the work. You have to watch tape. You have to get in the ring and go through your 10,000 hours of, you know, getting thrown around and learning different holds and doing all these different things. And in turn with that, I think that something that a lot of young wrestlers that I see at BioPro when I go up there and help train kind of struggle with is that just all of us as humans tend to be attached a lot to an idea or a person or an outcome. And I think that it is important to not be so attached to what you think you're supposed to be and just allow things to occur as life progresses naturally. Just let it come to you because it will. So if you can just relax a little bit and do everything in your power to do the work, eat right, train hard, be nice to people, everything will take care of itself, and you'll find yourself in a whole load of wonderful situations just randomly.
Yeah, definitely. I'm watching, actually, one of my friends, she just started training last week, and I know she's already getting into her head. So I just actually said to her today, I was like, you have to allow yourself some grace. You know, this is new to you. You know, like, you're not used to it.
I just talked about this on another podcast I did. anything you do, you're not great at to start. It's anything, right? Like, absolutely everything you do. My first day in the gym, I didn't know what I was doing, right? My first day wrestling, I had no idea what I was doing. You've got to go into these things with an open mind. And like you said, you can't be so hard on yourself, because it's okay to not know. Like, the only thing that I know is that I don't know anything, right? So as things progress and you start learning a few things, you start realizing that you are never going to know it all, and that's okay. But you can learn as much as you possibly can and take a little piece from everywhere you go and learn how to be patient with the process of it, because in the journey is where the real prize really is. It's not in the end result. So you're going to look back on your early training days eventually, if you stick with it, and realize, like, wow, like, I'm so proud of myself for how hard I worked, because now I'm yielding the results of that. It's not what you do now that matters today. What you do now is going to affect your future. So if you work really hard and stick with something that is incredibly difficult and work your ass off at it, eventually the fruit is going to come from that. So just be patient with yourself if your friend is listening. Just don't take no for an answer. Be patient. And always do your best. Always do the right thing, and everything will work out just fine.
I felt my phone vibrate, and I was like, "Oh, is she yelling at me?" Much love. I'm not gonna say who it is, because I'm not gonna throw her under the bus. So if you're mad at me, I'm sorry. But
if she's yelling at you, you're just trying to love her. So yeah. You just need to understand that.
It's all good love. So no, it's not. I was like, I'm getting yelled at. I didn't drop your name. I didn't say, you know, but yeah. So what do you have coming up so, you know, people could come support you?
Absolutely. We do Wrestling Open every Thursday forever, they say, on IWTV out of the White Eagle in Worcester, Mass. We have Redemption Rock on Saturday with Beyond Wrestling. In a few weeks, I'll have to defend my All Valley Championship at PvP against Danny Miles, someone I know very well. So I'm very interested in that match. And at the end of the month, I have a match against Austin Luke here in New Jersey at Bloodstorm Pro that I'm very excited for. Austin is someone I think has progressed very well himself. And I'm just excited because I've never had that match before. And I'm interested to see how he can step up to the fancy man.
Ooh, these are like good. Well, make sure that when you wrestle Danny Miles, you tell him that New York pizza is better, because we've had this debate on this podcast and we fought about it, and I still yell at him about it to this day.
What does he think is better?
Connecticut.
Okay, so that's a...
No.
I see both sides.
No. You're from New York. You can't... Yeah. There is no other side.
So just to avoid this, I'm gonna go with New York pizza. I do typically like my pizza, if I'm eating pizza, thin and light. So.
So you tell him that, and I am surprised that you and Austin Luke haven't wrestled before, because I've been following Austin Luke for a long time too, and just watching him also progress within wrestling within the last couple of years and see where he is now. So I'm excited for you to have that match. You know, it's just going to be amazing. So, and then it's at the H2O building. So shout out to Eric. He's another one that's been onto this podcast for Bloodstorm. Check that out. That's on IWTV as well. So yeah, so I'm excited for you. So tell everybody, like, where the fans can follow you if they're not following you, merch, all that good stuff.
Sure. I try to keep everything pretty straightforward and streamlined. So Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, it's at Fancy Ryan Clancy. Merchandise I have up at prowrestlingtees.com/FancyRyanClancy. Any show or match that I'm at, I will have merchandise, 8x10s, t-shirts, all different sorts of things like that. Yeah, and I try to post a whole variety of content, whether it be my love for books or my love for wrestling and what I'm currently doing and my love for the gym and all that kind of good stuff. So if you're interested in that kind of stuff, I would definitely check out my pages. especially if you haven't before, because you know, I have a pretty nice dropkick, so if you haven't seen it,
it's definitely
worth checking out.
How did I not bring up the dropkick? Because aren't I always posting about your dropkick on social media, like, all the freaking time? Like,
the funny part about that is that I do absolutely zero training when it comes to jumping. I just lift heavy weights, and it has carried over to my jumping ability to be able to execute that maneuver with precision and it's definitely not something a lot of people are looking forward to coming their way when we're wrestling.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, it's like I think dropkick and I think of like certain people and like whatever, but you have to be familiar with Azrael, right? He's another one that has a beautiful dropkick. So
I wouldn't say it's fine though.
I think he would disagree. And I feel like that's a match that we need to put in. Okay, so I'm putting it out there. You and Azrael, let's make this happen because I think it'd be a banger. So maybe in the future, I feel like maybe something like NFW or I guess like Pro Wrestling Magic. Obviously, he's always in like the Mecca building. So shout out to Azrael. I still want that interview, Azrael. One day I'm going to break you down. You're going to come on this podcast. But anyway, so is there anything else that you would want to share that we haven't touched base on this podcast?
I think it's just, if we're going to cap it off with something, I think it just goes back to, you have to take responsibility for your life, and you have to take responsibility for the things that are going on in it and be honest with yourself. And when you start doing that and you start taking responsibility for the things that you can change and you can control, like the way you show up, your emotions, your reactions, your how good of a friend you are or partner or loved one or wrestler or employee or employer, then you become a better leader and you're able to inspire a whole load of seemingly random people to become better than you are. And I think at the end of the day, that's what all of us can aspire to be, is a leader. And that's certainly something I look at myself as. And I just look forward to seeing all the wonderful things that are going to happen for me and my friends and my loved ones and the people I come in contact with over the next few months and years to come.
Definitely. Cheers on that. Oh, by the way, Good Cop, Bad Cop said, he goes, yeah, hashtag bad cop should be ashamed of himself for attempting such a crude anagram question. I love that.
Well, at least he's self-aware.
Well, anyway, thank you, Ryan, for coming on here so much, for, you know, chatting with us a little bit. Appreciate that.
Of course. Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. Thank you for the fans and everybody who like listen in, or if you're listening to this later, make sure you give a like, make sure you're subscribed to Indie Wrestling Corner. I am going on break, so make sure you're following the Indie Wrestling Corner to see what I have coming up. And you guys know the drill. Stay safe, support independent wrestling. I'll talk to you guys soon. Have a good night.